This episode of The Why Files is brought to you by PDS Debt. On December 16th, 1999, three things happened in Old K's office. His pencil levitated, his coffee froze solid, and the woman sitting across from him wasn't human. Old K had built his career debunking every alien story, every paranormal claim, every supernatural sighting. He'd seen every trick, he knew every technique. His articles had ruined careers and earned him a reputation as a tough professional skeptic. But now his pencil was floating above his desk. The being across from him called herself Lacerda. She told him how humanity was created and how it would end. And she could prove it. The world's most notorious UFO skeptic was about to understand why some stories can't be debunked.
Human, quick! It's an emergency! Code Goldenrod! I repeat, Code Goldenrod!
Code Goldenrod? Hang on, I have to look that one up.
Oh, for crying out loud, it was in Tuesday's security briefing. You really need to work on your trade craft. Goldenrod means financial emergency.
Well, what happened now?
Well, remember that little growing operation I had in your garage? My blow-upest garden?
That alien plant that you used to relax?
It's medicinal blow-upest. Anyway, I spent all my money on a hydroponic system. Then the Men in Black showed up.
The actual Men in Black?
Well, they were wearing black suits. They might have been the HOA board. But they confiscated everything. And now they're sending me a dry cleaning bill.
Dry cleaning bill? Why?
Well, Gertie had an allergic reaction to the blow-upers and sneezed all over them. Do you know how much it costs to remove camel mucus from Italian suits? Oh, it's not your fault, baby. It's not your... Who knew you were allergic to alien flora? Now I'm drowning in debt, and Gertie's almost out of hump lotion.
Please stop giving me details and just call PDS Debt.
Oh, did you just lick and roll your way into today's sponsor?
Well, yes, I did. Many of us will get deeper into debt during the holidays. Last year, half of American consumers took on debt just to pay for the holidays. It's never too early to start planning to get out, and PDS Debt can help you with a personalized solution just for you. PDS Debt offers customized options for anyone struggling with a lot of monthly debt payments, credit cards, personal loans, collections, even medical bills. They provide a service to match you with debt solutions tailored to your financial situation. Everyone with $10,000 or more in eligible debt qualifies. There's no minimum credit score required, bad and fair credit accepted. You can save more while paying off your debt in a fraction of the time. And PDS Debt is offering our qualified viewers a free debt analysis. It only takes 30 seconds to complete their online assessment. Just head over to pdsdebt.com/files.
PDSDEBT.com/files.
You got it.
All right, now we gotta track down our security leak. Someone spilled the beans and I was growing blorpus.
Yeah, there's no security leak. The whole neighborhood could smell your, garden.
Oh, what can I tell ya? Blorpus, it's good shit.
Old K arrived early to set up his equipment. One camera, one tape recorder. That's all Lacerda allowed. Every hoaxer had rules. He didn't argue, he figured he'd be out in an hour. The story was obviously fake. Lacerda claimed to be from a race of beings living deep within the earth.
Lizard.
Some say they're shapeshifters. They don't change shape, they change the way the human brain sees them.
Lizard.
They're highly evolved and intelligent with extremely advanced technology. They are...
Lizard.
Reptilians.
Lizard people!
The Lacerda files appeared online in the early 2000s. They're transcripts of two interviews, one from 1999 and one from 2000. A journalist known as Ol K spoke with a female reptilian who calls herself Lacerda when she's with humans. Apparently, we can't pronounce her real name, and mispronouncing someone's name in her culture is offensive.
This sounds like a millennial lizard people. How old is she? Is she on TikTok?
She's 28 years old.
Checks out.
She was around 5'5" and humanoid. Her skin was pale green with brown dots, and her eyes were larger than human eyes with vertical slits for pupils. And when she blinked, a transparent membrane slid sideways across her eyes. Her species is called the Tern. They lived beneath the Earth for millions of years in vast cities carved from solid rock. I linked to the full text, and you'll want to read it, but here's what matters. Lacerda knew things. Things about ancient cultures, quantum mechanics, computer science. She said humans didn't evolve. We were engineered by aliens who needed slaves.
Yeah, Nunaki.
Right, they have many names.
The beings you call the Elohim, we knew them as the Illogim. They needed workers. They found primitive apes and began their experiments. But you aren't the first attempt. You're the seventh.
Whoa, wait, what? Humans are version 7?
Well, each version was an experiment. Create, test, destroy, then start again. The Illogim left Earth before finishing version 7. Now they're coming back to fix their mistake. Lacerda's story began not with her species, but with ours. She said human evolution is a lie. We were created by aliens called the Illogim. They come from the star system we call Aldebaran.
I thought the Death Star blew up Alderaan.
Aldebaran.
What'd I say?
The Illogim arrived on Earth 1.5 million years ago to mine copper. This would require a large labor force. So they altered a primitive ape's genetics and created a new species to do the work. Version 1 was promising, but flawed. So they wiped it out and started again. And again. Lacerda says the evidence of these earlier versions is all around us. Archaeologists say the Great Pyramid of Giza was built around 2500 BC.
Fake news! It's way older than that.
Well, Lacerda agrees. The Egyptians didn't build the pyramids, they found them. The Great Pyramid was built 75,000 years ago by the fifth version of humanity. The underwater ruins near Bimini were built 16,000 years ago by the sixth version. Perfect angles cut into massive stone blocks using techniques we only mastered in the last century. The Illogim accelerated our evolution. Look at our timeline. 2 million years to improve a spear. Then in a few thousand years, riding, electricity, landing a man on the moon.
Well, that never happened. But you monkeys got to orbit. I'll give you that.
Fine. My point is, we went from hunter-gatherers to a spacefaring species in a fraction of the time it took to go from Homo habilis to Homo erectus.
Yeah.
Stop it. Our DNA contains genes that don't match our ancestors. Dr. James Gates found error-correcting code embedded in human DNA, proof we were engineered, not evolved. Now, this is not a new concept. Almost every ancient culture tells the same creation story. Beings of light arrived in massive ships. They created humans, gave them knowledge, not from kindness. They needed intelligent slaves, but not too intelligent. That's why they destroyed versions 5 and 6. Millions died because they asked too many questions.
How'd they whack a whole planet?
Earthquakes, volcanoes, sometimes floods.
Younger Dryas flood.
That was the last reset. Every culture has a flood myth because it happened. Lacerda expects the Illogim to return and finish their work. And we have no way to stop them. We don't have the technology to fight, and there's nowhere to hide. We can't go underground. Underground belongs to the lizards. The Derinkuyu underground city in Turkey is a puzzle. 18 levels deep, almost 300 feet below the surface. It has a ventilation system, a fresh water system. Acoustic chambers are tuned to specific frequencies. It was allegedly built with Bronze Age technology, but the truth is nobody knows who built it or when.
Derinkuyu linked down in the old washtub.
According to Lacerda, Derinkuyu isn't an ancient human city. It's an entrance to the Tern civilization, a vast network of cities underground. Their main settlements are 14,000 feet below the Earth's surface, and each city is about a mile and a half wide, carved into solid bedrock. At the center is the Column, a 700-foot tower. It regulates climate, generates artificial sunlight, and manages the airflow.
Oh, it's like a lizard Alexa.
I guess so, yeah.
Hey, Alexa!
Don't do that.
Hey, Alexa, write a dirty limerick about the crab cat.
Why did you do that? We have kids watching.
Fear the crab cat.
The Hypogeum in Malta has similar mysteries. Discovered in 1902, this underground structure also features unusual acoustic properties. How the huge stones were cut is still debated.
Giants of Malta linked down in the old gibble goblet.
cave systems in China reveal extensive tunnels. South American myths describe vast underground networks. Geological surveys have detected hollow spaces deep beneath the surface, but our technology can't reach them. There is one place underground that our technology can reach that's raised a few questions. Geologists studying the Chicxulub impact crater in the Yucatan Peninsula found layers of rock transformed by intense heat and pressure, but not from above, from below. According to Lacerda, these aren't random formations. They're scars, evidence of a war for copper. We know what killed the dinosaurs. An asteroid hit the Yucatan Peninsula about 66 million years ago. The impact left iridium in the geological record. But Lacerda says we have it backwards. The iridium wasn't from space. It was fallout from a nuclear weapon that used copper as fuel.
What's so fancy about copper?
When copper undergoes nuclear fusion under specific conditions, it creates elements that shouldn't exist.
Copper is a very important material. If you induce a high electromagnetic field in the right angle, you produce an overcrossing of fluctuating fields. The fusion of copper with other elements in such a magnetic radiation field chamber can produce a force field of special nature that is very useful for various technological tasks.
Oh, thanks. That clears it up. What is she talking about? I don't speak lizard.
She said copper can produce energy fields that can manipulate gravity, space, and time. UFOs use this for propulsion. The craft creates a field oppositely aligned with the Earth's magnetic field.
Oh, so now you speak lizard.
When the same poles from two magnets are close to each other, they create a repelling field. UFOs use copper fusion to create a field that pushes against the Earth's magnetic field. This is how they fly.
It actually makes sense.
But the magnetic field of the Earth is constantly moving. The UFOs have to adjust their alignment, and this is hard to do. Sometimes they fail. That's what happened to Roswell in 1947. Two ships crashed. According to Lacerda, two alien species discovered Earth at the same time millions of years ago. Humanoids from Procyon arrived first. They built copper mines in Antarctica and Asia, and their ships filled the skies. Then another species arrived, reptilians with their own copper fusion technology, and they wanted Earth's copper. The Procyons refused to share. The war lasted months. The Procyons were winning until the reptilians deployed their ultimate weapon, a copper fusion bomb. It detonated in the Yucatan. They expected it to kill all surface life while preserving mineral deposits, but something went wrong. Earth's seawater triggered a chain reaction, and the nuclear winter lasted 200 years. And most dinosaurs died, but some escaped underground. One species, an advanced iguanodon, evolved into the Tern, Lacerda's ancestors. Before the extinction event, iguanodons were evolving to walk on two legs, and they were evolving an opposable thumb.
Your human scientists today see the iridium concentration in the ground as an evidence for an asteroid impact that killed the dinosaurs. That is not true. But how should you know that?
Modern militaries are trying to recreate copper fusion technology, but Lacerda says they're following blueprints they don't understand. The process requires a deeper knowledge, not just of physics, but of biology. Because the real power of copper fusion isn't just about manipulating matter. It's about manipulating human consciousness. During the second interview with Ol K, Lacerda demonstrated the Tern's psychic abilities. First, telekinesis. Lacerda held out her hand. His hot coffee froze instantly. A pencil rose from the table. Ol K was stunned.
This isn't magic. It's biology. We are able to use telepathy and telekinesis from our birth. The structure of our brain is a little bit different and more active than yours, especially when we are in sunlight. When we are on the surface and we meet human beings, we are able to touch their mind and induce them via telepathy the command, "See us as one of your kind." And the weak human mind will accept this order without refusing, and they will see us, despite our reptilian look, as normal humans.
Well, wait, lizard people could be anywhere, looking all human-y.
They could be.
What the most important thing in our lives is, what for we have come to this world in general, not only on New Year's Eve, but basically every day.
I knew it! already Illuminati?
The Turn are not the Illuminati.
Okay. Ugh.
Different reptilians are. Lacerda's people avoid humans, but another reptilian race controls Earth. If you know David Icke's work, her story confirms a lot of it. Icke said that a race of shape-shifting reptilians from the Draco star system has infiltrated the world's power structures.
Say that the people that actually live on the island are part of this. There are people, there's a network on the island
big time. The Isle of Wight's a beautiful place, and if you pick up the higher levels, the vibrational levels of it, it's a very pleasant place to be. But my goodness me, there is a network of Freemasons, Satanists, and pedophiles that run this island.
And this is
they run its
police,
government,
the government, everything.
They're disguised as leaders in finance, media, and politics. They manipulate global events, steering us toward a one-world government.
This is common knowledge.
Icke says they operate from the moon, an artificial base built by ancient aliens.
Hollow moon link down in your bento box.
The moon broadcasts frequencies that create negative emotions. The reptilians feed on this.
Humans, a lizard people lunch episode. Link down in your, I got nothing.
Yeah, I've covered bits and pieces of Icke's work here and there, but he needs his own episode. He has a lot of interesting theories.
Thanks.
Now, if you want to see that, let me know. All right, where are we at?
The lizard lady was throwing pencils around and manipulating you weak-minded humans.
Right. Old Kay sees Lacerda's true form only because she allows it. She normally appears as an attractive brunette.
What? Nobody wants to appear as a chunky ginger.
Be nice. Lacerda says that humans have these same abilities, but the Illegim suppress them, and some governments are aware of this. The Pentagon's ESP research wasn't just about human psychics. They studied sites where magnetic field fluctuations altered children's brainwaves. The classified report concluded the Illegim left something in human DNA. And whatever it is, it's waking up. Earth's magnetic North Pole is moving faster than ever recorded, about 35 miles per year. The world magnetic model can't keep up, and scientists don't fully understand why. Lacerda says these disturbances are part of the Illegim's plan. They built triggers into human DNA, programming that activates under specific conditions. The shifting magnetic field affects human consciousness.
The Illegim didn't just want workers. They wanted weapons. Living weapons that would evolve exactly as planned. Your rapid technological advancement wasn't an accident. It was programmed into your DNA.
Three alien species are coming for Earth. One needs human genetics, another wants hydrogen from our oceans, and the third wants copper for weapons. The Illegim engineered us to defeat them all.
Your creators didn't just give you intelligence. They gave you aggression, territorial instincts, pack mentality. They built you to fight. The seventh version wasn't their final creation. It was their first successful prototype.
So the Illegim aren't coming to destroy humanity. They're coming to complete what they started. The question isn't whether we'll survive. It's whether we'll still be human when they're done. When the Lacerda files landed on the web in the early 2000s, it got people's attention. Dinosaurs killed by alien wars, humans engineered by ancient astronauts, underground reptilian cities, magnetic fields controlling human consciousness. It's an incredible story and has a lot of supporters. But is it true? Let's separate fact from speculation. Derinkuyu exists. It's an underground city in Turkey, extending roughly 280 feet below the surface. Its ventilation system still fascinates engineers. Some say the stonework shows signs of advanced technology, but most experts believe that people were just really talented. The Malta Hypogeum is famous for its acoustic properties. Chambers are tuned to 110 hertz, and nobody knows why. The site's stonework is also very precise. While no mainstream evidence suggests it's beyond Neolithic capabilities, the skill involved is still impressive. But geological surveys confirm vast cave networks winding deep beneath the Earth's surface. And this brings out the hollow Earth theories. Now, until we can see with our own eyes, all we can do is guess. Deep sea monitoring stations record unexplained sounds like the bloop. Experts say they're ice quakes or marine life. Maybe. But parts of the ocean are too deep to reach, for now. The Chicxulub crater marked an asteroid impact that killed the dinosaurs, and most scientists agree. But there are some who say that the heat and pressure came from below. A scientist laughed at those people. But honestly, the asteroid killing the dinosaurs theory is pretty new. When I was a kid, people got laughed at for believing this. It wasn't until the early 1990s that the crater was found. So as always, the only thing separating a conspiracy from the truth is time. Our own evolution raises questions too. It took early humans hundreds of thousands of years to refine stone tools. Then suddenly agriculture, written language, advanced technology. Now, anthropologists say once we learned to write, technology could accelerate because now we had a way of passing information along. I'm open-minded about the ancient advanced civilization theory, but I'm not a full believer. Still, I'll watch and read anything that Graham Hancock puts out. Earth's magnetic pole moves between 25 and 35 miles per year, the fastest rate ever recorded. It's definitely happening. Now, I don't think aliens caused it, but if you want nightmares about pole shifts, watch our episode on the Adam and Eve story.
Adam and Eve, nightmare fuel link down in your honey hole.
Now, read the transcripts. It's either scientific genius or nonsense, and I'm not smart enough to tell. It's full of terms like quantum technology for bubble walking in the omniverse and reptilian parathalamus matter interaction.
Who wrote this thing, Terrence Howard?
Please don't say that. He watches this channel. Now, the biggest problem with the Lacerda Files story is that old K's identity has never been confirmed. He's called K after Tommy Lee Jones' character from The Men in Black.
Here come the Men in Black, the Galaxy Defenders.
True or not, the Lacerda Files is a fun read. Now, so far, there's no documented proof of contact with non-human intelligence. Every year we get teased about disclosure, but I won't hold my breath. I think we've had contact, but I don't think they're going to tell us. And you've heard me say that I don't think UFOs are from another planet. If you look at the ancient structures underground, the patterns in our history, the anomalies in our DNA, the evidence doesn't point to something from another world. It points to something that never left. Thank you so much for hanging out today. My name is AJ. That's Ecclefish.
We had a minion. We had a minion. We had a minion.
This has been The Y-Files. If you had fun or learned anything, do him a favor. Subscribe, comment, like, share. It doesn't take much effort, but that stuff really helps. And like most topics we cover here on the channel, today's was recommended by you. So if there's a story you'd like to see or learn more about, go to theyfiles.com/tips. Remember, The Y-Files is also a podcast. Twice a week, I post deep dives into the stories we cover here on the channel, and I also post episodes that wouldn't be allowed on the channel. It's called The Y-Files Operation Podcast, and it's available everywhere you get your podcasts. And if you need more Y-Files in your life, and maybe you don't, but if you do, check out our Discord. There are thousands of people on there 24/7, and they're into the same weird stuff we are. It's a great community, it's really supportive, it's a lot of fun, and it's free to join. And if you want to know what's going on with The Y-Files, check out our production calendar. It's theyfiles.com/cal. There we post our episode schedule, upcoming podcasts, live streams, everything. Special thanks to our patrons who make this episode happen and make this channel possible. Every episode of The Y-Files is dedicated to our Patreon members. I could not do this without you. And if you'd like to support the channel, keep us going, consider becoming a member on Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, you get access to perks like videos early with no commercials, access to merch only available to members, plus you get 2 private live streams every week just for you. My camera's on, get to meet the whole team, put your camera on, jump up on stage, ask a question, give a topic suggestion, talk about anything. I think it's the best perk there is for $3. Another great way to support the channel is grab something from the Y-Files store.
Grab a heck of a t-shirt, one of these coffee mugs that you can stick your fist in, whether you're an alien or reptilian, and you got a mitt or a paw or a hoof, you can go ahead and stick it in there. We're not here to judge you. Or buy one of these creepy voodoo dolls that maybe has some magic attached to it. Or get a hoodie or something my face on it. Or grab one of these squeezy animal stuffed talking heck of a toy dolls.
Those are the plugs, and that's going to do it. Until next time, be safe. Be kind. Know that you are appreciated.
Oh, 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 yeah. I play Polybius in Area 51. A secret code inside the Bible said I would. I love my UFO. Paranormal fun, as well as music, so I'm singing like I should. But then another conspiracy theory becomes the truth, my friends, and it never ends. No, it never ends. I feel the crap get and got stuck.
along with MK Ultra. I've been only too aware. Did Stanley Kubrick fake the moon landing alone on a film set? Or were the shadow people there? The Roswell aliens just fought the smiling man, I'm told, and his name was Cold. And I can't believe I'm dancing with the fishes. Petro fish on Thursday nights with AJ2 and the secret city underground. Mysterious number stations, planet Serpo 2, Project Stargate, and what the Dark Watchers found. In a simulation, don't you worry though. The Black Knight satellite, it's old.